Doing? This is teacher Paula Gabriela, and welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk Level Up Version. Today, we're going to listen to a dialogue between two friends, and we're going to go through what they're saying to practice pronunciation. Before we begin, let me remind you that you can click the link in the description and access the article we've prepared for you. There, you will find the description of the dialogue and an expanding vocab session. It is very interesting. You should check it out. Now, let's listen to the dialogue.
Will you stop that? It's driving me crazy.
What is? The pen tapping or the leg bouncing?
Both. I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still?
You know I can't. Have you met me?
Look, I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head.
Fine, I'll try, but I make no promises.
Ah, much better. Now I can hear myself think. Chris!
All right, did you get it? Let me give you the context. Leslie is irritated because Chris can't stop moving. So she's asking him to calm down and stop because she's going crazy. Listen to it one more time.
Will you stop that? It's driving me crazy.
What is? The pen tapping or the leg bouncing?
Both. I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still?
You know I can't. Have you met me?
Look, I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head.
Fine, I'll try, but I make no promises.
Ah, much better. Now I can hear myself think. Chris!
Great. Now we're going to analyze this dialogue and explore these new words. Oh, one more thing. Repeat the words with me out loud, okay? It's important to hear ourselves when we're learning a new language. The conversation begins with Leslie saying, "Will you stop that? It's driving me crazy." Will you stop? She's asking him to stop. So he's probably doing something annoying. Then she says, "It's driving me crazy." To drive someone crazy is to make or force the person to lose their mind, to go crazy. Before we find out exactly what is driving her crazy, let's practice the pronunciation, shall we? Repeat after me. Will you stop that? Will you stop that? It's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. Will you stop that? It's driving me crazy. Great. Then Chris says, "What is? The pen tapping or the leg bouncing?" When he says, "What is?" he's asking what is driving her crazy. Then he gives her options, the pen tapping or the leg bouncing. So Chris is tapping the pen, probably on the table, and moving his legs up and down. Repeat after me. What is? What is the pen tapping? The pen tapping or the leg bouncing or the leg bouncing? What is the pen tapping or the leg bouncing? Good job. Leslie then answers both. We use the word both to talk about two people or two things. In this case, the pen tapping and the leg bouncing. She says, "I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still?" She can't focus on anything except for the sound. In this sentence, the word but is used to indicate an exception. "I can't focus on anything but the sound." Can't you sit still? Still is the opposite of moving, like, can't you stop and just sit? Let's practice that. Both. Both. I can't focus on anything but the sound. I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still? Can't you sit still? Let's try to say everything. I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still? I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still? Notice how we connect the sound of the words can't and you. We say, can't you? Awesome. Let's see what Chris says. She asked, can't you sit still? And he says, you know I can't. Have you met me? Have you met me? It's like, don't you know me? Repeat. You know I can't. You know I can't. Have you met me? Have you met me? You know I can't. Have you met me?
Good. Then Leslie tries to calm him down, but she still says she's annoyed. She goes, look, I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head. I know you're nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head. Oh my God, violence. When she says, I'm this close, it's like she's showing him with her fingers how close she is to slapping him. Let's go.
Look, I know you're just nervous about the exam. I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping
you
over the head, but I'm this close
just slapping you over the head. Challenge time. Repeat. Look, I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head. Look, I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head.
Don't forget you can listen to this episode while reading the article we've prepared for you. It'll help you even more. And great job! Chris says, he'll try. Fine, I'll try, but I make no promises. He cannot promise anything, but at least he'll try, right? Come on, repeat out loud. Fine. I'll try. Fine, I'll try. But I make no promises. But I make no promises. Fine, I'll try, but I make no promises. Great! Well, this is the last moment where Leslie feels relieved. She says, Ah, much better. Now I can hear myself think. Now she can finally listen to her own thoughts because he has stopped. But then immediately after that, Chris starts making noises again. And she says, Chris? Like, oh, come on, man. Let's repeat that. Much better. Much better. Now, I can hear myself think. Now I can hear myself think. After this, Chris starts tapping his pen again and she finishes saying, Chris! All right, I think we're now ready to listen to this dialogue one more time.
Will you stop that? It's driving me crazy.
What is? The pen tapping or the leg bouncing?
Both. I can't focus on anything but the sound. Can't you sit still?
You know I can't. Have you met me?
Look, I know you're just nervous about the exam, but I'm this close to slapping you over the head.
Fine, I'll try, but I make no promises.
Ah, much better. Now I can hear myself think. Chris!
Awesome job. It was easier to understand it this time, right? Don't forget to check the article we've prepared for you by clicking the link you'll find in the description. Oh, and don't forget to come back here next week for a brand new episode. Thank you for staying here with me. See you later. Bye!